السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. صباحا أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on our second phase of our question and answer. Iftisab, are we ready?
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ready, ready, ever ready, battery.
Iftisab, can zakat money be used to buy a car for a zakatable person who needs it to go to work?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When we pay zakat, it is 2.5%. You have got 1 million rand, so 25,000 will be your zakat. Now when you give zakat, you're going to give it to such people whom the Quran Sharif has informed us about, chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. There are 8 different categories. They must be Muslim, they must be poor, and so forth. Secondly, that you cannot make any conditions. I'm giving you 20,000, 25,000, 100,000, 250,000, and you must buy this car, and so forth. You cannot make any conditions. So either you give him the money, at Muslim person, if you are sure that that person is really poor and in need, and so forth, and no conditions must be attached. Or you buy the car, the vehicle on his name, direct transfer on his name, and then you go and give it to him and tell him that, see, this car is a gift for you, but you know you purchased it with zakat money, then it would be permissible, provided that the recipient is a Muslim and a poor Muslim.
If we, Mufti Saab, I'm just trying to get my tablet right here. 1 minute. Some Muslims have their own mosque, just like we Christians have our own churches. I was told that all Muslims are equal, can pray in any mosque at any time. Is Islam starting to split now?
Remember that you are right to a certain extent. You get people who call themselves Qadianis. Their founder was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, and they use the slogan love for all and hatred for none. And they have various mosques, remember that. If you travel in the world, I've been to New Zealand, Fiji, and so many other countries, Europe and so on. They are very, very active there, and they will call it a mosque. In fact, in Zurich, if you go, our mosque will not have a minaret, but their mosque will have, you know. So remember that they are enemies of Islam and agents of the West. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani started this movement, and he died and fracked in the year 1908. So you will say it's a mosque, and if I also don't know, meaning I'm a traveler, foreigner there, so even I might think it is like that, but obviously we can't read Salat there. Likewise, there are Shias, Kufar. I've been there 2013. I spent 12, 13 days there. I didn't read one Salat behind them because we say they're non-Muslims, but I went to go see what they are doing. I'll tell you something. I know majority of you are still unaware of it. You see, when they, the Shias, the Kufar, they perform Salat, you can't even see the Imam. The Imam goes down in a hole right in front, and you can only see his head basically. So when I went to find out about all this, I say, for what your imam goes into the hole there? He say, no, the imam must be a humble imam. Not humbly, a humble imam. So they all fairy tales. And then they have nice story for you, Muslim Kareem, and the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah. We perform Fajr Salat now, Alhamdulillah, Allah Qabool, and we came back. When they enter their Husayniyah, that's what they call it, then the Shia Kufar, then as soon as they enter, they look for stones. Some of them take one, some of them take two. So you know why they take one or two? You see, South Africa, there's too many potholes. We hold the world record, 25 million potholes in beloved South Africa. So they, in their belief structure, there are too many potholes. So they place one in front and one slightly at the back. One for the forehead and one for the nose. So they use that for balancing and alignment. You know, in the tires, we got balancing and alignment. So they use it like that, shaitans. So obviously, we will not read Salat behind them. Although it might look like a mosque, they are non-Muslims.
Mufti Saab, people are not giving Eid to each other this year. Instead, money is donated to various organizations for Palestine, and then a gift notification certificate is issued as proof that the intended ED was donated. Is this permissible? A virtual certificate is then issued to the recipient without a stipulated amount.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Remember, here there are three issues. Issue number one, we want to help Palestinians and so forth, Gaza and Daffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank. So that's very, very good, virtuous, meritorious. You can't just be giving any organization, most organizations today pocket some of the money or all the money. We know how many people are without scruples and so forth. So therefore, we promote the majlis and we have confidence in Hazrat Maulana Desai Sahib and so. So you must only give such organizations that you know you got 100% confidence in them. Second one is this, that, you know, claiming this and all these kind of things, then the government will pay you back or the taxman will pay you back. Although, remember, it is permissible and so forth, but your aim should not be that. Remember that your aim must be you want to help your poor Muslim brethren and brothers, sisters and children. Not you want to now give your zakat and that full amount will go to them, but then you will file for your tax returns and what have you, and then you will get a rebate and something. Like I myself, I'll never do that. I find it very unethical. Remember these things here. So you must ensure that your niyat and intention must not be that. Next one is this. Now your children, grandchildren, it's very good. Give them, you must remember this. You kept all the fast and so forth and so on. So remember, you give them some perk, you give them some incentive, tahad, daw, tahabu, your wife, your poppy, your honey, your sweetheart, oh darling, take this ED, honey, take the money. So it's good, all these things. Islam encourages this. Tahad, daw, tahabu, give hadiyah to one another and gift to one another, presents to one another. It will generate mutual love. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الضَّغَائِنَ. Because when you give gifts, remember, it removes the malice, rancor and hatred. Authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. So therefore, we will tell you, fathers and husbands and so forth, don't be stingy, open your hearts, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, if there is a doubt on the sighting of the moon on Eid night due to bad weather, can a person fast on Eid day if some are celebrating and some are not?
First and foremost, we must remember Saudi Arabia has told their people that Monday night, that's tonight, after Maghrib, they must scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent. There can't be any sighting because the birth of the moon will not take place that time there. It will be after that. But you know, in Saudi Arabia, crazy things happen sometimes. If you study their history for the past 30, 40 years, how many a time their Ramadan started wrong time, like this year. Their Eid was on wrong time, their Hajj was on wrong time. Your ibadat, my ibadat, all valid. The sin is upon them. They are guilty of nasi. Quran Sharif speaks of that nasi, the Arabic word, intercalation. Nasi, intercalation, nasi, both words are difficult. So what is the meaning? Surah chapter number 9, verse 37, you manipulate the moon sighting and the moon. You say, no, that the moon, the month has started, but in reality, it hasn't started. You say the month has ended, but it hasn't ended. So you postpone it and thus and so forth. So Almighty Allah says, ziyadat fil kufri, is another addition to their kufr and blasphemy and so forth. So we hope and pray they don't announce that, but I won't put it past them if they announce it. And then the fools and idiots, I can't call them any other name, that they like sheep will start following them. So we reject the Saudi sighting and we have no confidence in them, whether it's for Ramadan, for Eid, for Hajj, for any month. So that is one story. Second one is this, that we have to scan the sky tomorrow night, Tuesday night, right? So now you are in Khrobless Whoop. Khrobless Whoop gives us a lot of whoop. Remember, so there we have Maulana Masood Parker. I went there, Maulana, you know. And you must remember from here, Johannesburg, O.R. Tambo, you fly to Upington. Then from Upington, you go there because Maulana's mother is my first cousin. So I perform his parents' nikah also in Balfour, you see. So therefore, I know them very well. if you go there, the first of all, the ticket is very expensive, but I had Voyager miles that time, so that's how I landed up and went there. So, cut long story short, and they got like an open field there, very nice. And for real, if the conditions are clear, they can see a lot of things. So, let's say, example, right? That tomorrow night, Tuesday night, the moon is not sighted in South Africa, but only it's sighted in Khroblozwerp, Maulana Masood Parker, and them, they saw it, right? But majority of the ulama say, no, we're not accepting it. You understood? It happened in the past also like that. So in a case like that, they must fast. Sorry, they must celebrate Eid. You must remember that they must celebrate Eid. Because why? They saw the moon, they convinced they saw the moon and so forth. And we will follow the ulama and so forth and so on. Although personally me, I told you, I don't agree with this keeping it to the border of South Africa and boundary of South Africa. I always feel we should take the whole Southern Africa and so forth. But be that as it may, I'm just giving you what should happen if it's not cited, and it's only cited there in Khroblozwerp and Maulana Masood Parker and them see it, then they will have to fast and we will follow the what the decision of the ulama is. So that is our status quo and that is what will happen.
No eyes have ever seen and no ear has ever heard about Jannah and Jahannam. My question is, in many hadiths, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw many people in Jahannam. So how is this possible, Mufti Sahib?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the noble Quran when the Master alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma la aynun ra'at, what no eye has ever seen, wala udhunun sami'at, and what no ear has ever heard, wala khatara ala qalbi bashar, and what no mind can is beyond our perception and comprehension. And then the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam read the following verse, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Chapter number 32, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and verse number 17. Chapter 32, verse 17. No person, no soul knows مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ, what has been hidden for them, what has been kept a secret for them, مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ, and it will be the coolness of the eyes. It will bring such joy, such happiness, such bliss beyond our perception and comprehension, our brains, and with our puny little brains, we can never ever fathom it. Why? Jaza'an bima kanu ya'malun, the reward of your deeds and actions. So that becomes the sabab-e-zahiri, the superficial reason for us to enter Jannah and Paradise. And the sabab-e-haqiqi, the main reason is such that it is the mercy and the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that we enter Paradise. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for the miraculous nocturnal journey from Makkah Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, that in Palestine we call that Isra, I-S-R-A. Chapter 17, verse 1, the beginning of the 15th Supara, 15 Jews. And thereafter, the Master alayhi salam made imamate for all the prophets and messengers to highlight he was, he is, he always will be Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the greatest of all time and the most precious and beloved to Almighty Allah, all time, all places, all circumstances. From there, the Master alayhi salatu salam went from Jerusalem, from Masjid al-Aqsa, the precincts, to where? To the Mi'raj, the ascension. And then the Master alayhi salam saw Jannah, Jahannam. So remember, this is the authentic hadith. You go open Muslim Sharif, you go open Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat, so many. So we call this Alam-e-Mithali, which means that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw what will happen in future, but he, the Master alayhi salam, saw it now, mu'jizatan lahu, as a miracle to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to honor honor the Master alayhi salam. And chapter 53 and verses 3 and 4, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa in huwa illa wahyu yuha. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not speak of his own desires and fancies and so, but wahi and revelation is sent to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Sahab, what is a Shari Eidgah? Number two, is it jais for musallis to read Eid Salah in a masjid when there is a Shari Eidgah available?
Remember, Shari Eidgah will be that is out of the town, and it is best it is dedicated for that purpose and so forth. If you want to see one like that, if you go to PE and you are there in Malabar, in that area. I was there now before Eid and so forth, just a few weeks ago. So nevertheless, you must remember, then it's on the outskirts, they have it designated, they got a mimbar there and so forth and so on. So that will be a proper Shari'i Eidgah. Yeah, in lands we got Eidgah. So chal jayega, that also can work, remember these type of things. So remember that. So if you're going to apply it very, very difficult, then remember today the cities are so big. You take Karachi. Whole South Africa can maybe fit in Karachi, or half of South Africa. So remember, you got mega, mega cities, you must remember. So therefore, what, and you should study. Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahimahullah wrote something very beautiful, you understand? Go study in Zadul Ma'ad and his works, and that you will find. When we go to Madinah Munawwara, right? So you see, this is Masjidun Nabawi, okay? And when you go at the back, you will see one masjid they call Masjid Ghamama, the Masjid of Clouds. Nabi alayhi salam used to perform Eid Salat there. So it was right near, not so far. So therefore, we must not be so stringent on this issue. Wherever people got some arrangements made, at least they're reviving the Sunnah to a certain extent. If there's an Eidgah and you're still reading Salat in the masjid, your Salat will be valid. There's no problem. Although it's best you read Salat in the Eidgah. We call in Arabic the Musalla. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. I will be in Komati for Eid. Mohammed Salim Karim will be in Ladysmith. بارك الله فيك. تقبل الله منكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.